Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to go to the Lightship this evening. So this will be a lot of fun. If you're new to the program, we go up about half past on the hour. You're taking up out of time, and you're there with the light beams. And we get a lot of people who just love waiting for Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. The light beams do healings with you. This is not a UFO genre. This is actual creation energy itself. And the light beams are there to help you. There's dolphins, whales, there's crystal energies. There's beings that look like us, long ones, tall ones, short ones, round ones, you know, all different types of creation energies. And this is their first incarnation, and this is why they're here to help us. And this is all geared for the ascension process. And the ascension process is naturally to have you integrate with your physical body, so your physical body can become a light body, and it's as simple as that. And the Lightship is here to help us do that. It's the same Lightship that Jesus used 2,000 years ago. And this is kind of why we do healings for people, why we show them what it's like Saturday nights here. So just kind of stay tuned here and relax. We're going to first do some entity releases here. And remember, entities come into us. I don't think anybody on the planet is completely cleared of having them. Most people have a lot to, you know, thousands. So remember, each time you have a thought and they get connected to you, then sometimes that thought that you're having will actually bring more to you. And they will actually, since they're emotional bodies, look for their buddies. And one might come in and they might say, hey, man, this guy is a neat person to hang out with. They're a neat gal, and come on in. And we'll say this lady's going out dancing tonight, going to a bar. And, man, we love to go to bars, so let's get about 500 entities in this body here to go dancing and having something to drink. And then all of a sudden you're taken over as you have a few drinks because they want to drink more and more, and you just wonder who you are afterwards, or maybe your friends do, as you respond differently. And then, you know, after the night is over with and you have a hangover the next morning, they don't really want to experience the hangover, so they'll leave. But they may come back, you know, the next time you go out dancing because they're resonating to you and someone is watching and saying, hey, come back in here again. This person is going out. And this is kind of the way entities work. They also get attracted to our pain. And this is why, you know, you want to protect your body temple. This is why you don't want to go out of your body. Why you want to stay more fully conscious and to actually communicate with your spirit. So being conscious is the first thing, to stay in non-judgment. And when you get into judgment, then your spirit leaves and you're unprotected. So you want to always be protected. So here we go. We'll get rid of some of these little critters here. And they're going to now start to leave you. So again, just kind of sit back and relax here. And we'll have a great time tonight. So here we go. And you may feel energies leave your body. We start with the bottom of our feet and work our way up. So again, just have this experience now. Sample your body, put your energy, your consciousness, different parts of it, and you can start to feel energies start to leave you. So here we go. Working up now to our knees and our waist. Here we go. And there's more being released now. Going up to our solar plex area, now moving up, working with internal organs, going up to our shoulders, down our arms. Working on our neck, top of our head. Now we're going to bring more of you back into your body. So here we go. I'll count to 10. Your spirit's going to help do this process too. And we're coming into your body. I'll count to 10 as you come in. This is love comes walking in. You should feel yourself getting heavier. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Coming in some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. And now we're going to do a chakra alignment. heart center looks good, throat chakra good, and third eye good, power chakra great. Second has some trouble with some people. There we go, moving it over more. They are perfect. And first chakra, great. Do an opening for those of you who want to have more energy in your body. So here we go. Heart chakra, use the word spin to open up your chakras further. So you go body width normally, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Going back down below the heart, power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. And now we'll do the mind to heart drop. This allows you to connect with your spirit, to have your mental body surrender to your spirit so that you can get the words inside of your head being with your spirit only instead of having maybe your ego self, if you want to call it that, your awakening consciousness. Remember, that's only one part of you or one part that can communicate with you. For most people, it's entities. So you could have, you know, thousands of entities talking to you inside of your head, and you're thinking that it's your guidance. And that may not be the case. It's like, you know, going to the bar and you go, you know what, my guidance is I should have, you know, one beer or one tequila sunrise or something. So you have that, and then you say, oh, my guidance is saying I should have another one. And it's okay, because it's fine. I can hear it talking to me. Well, that's the entities. Your spirit only works in the heart center. So remember that. We teach this all the time, talk about it on the show. So you want to always stay heart-centered. So we're going to drop you down. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, awakening consciousness, if you would. And first floor is your heart, dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, here's some music. Stay heart-centered. Ask your spirit for guidance. Questions here on the fast chat. Jackie said she hasn't been to a bar in years. Well, that's good. No entities there. If you don't go to the bar, you won't get them. If you do go to a bar, they're hanging out there. Man, they want to go into everybody that they can at that bar. They do body hopping, and they love having action between different people. So this is how entities work. Remember, you're giving them life force, so they want to come into you to get the life force energy from you. They live on that life force energy. They don't really care what happens to you afterwards, just so they're having a good time in the moment. So here we go. We're asking here about, can your body release judgment if you ask it to, basically, by commanding your body? Boy, that's a good question. I haven't seen it work yet. You could try it and see. I don't think the body is conscious of all the imprinting. I don't think it has horsepower, enough horsepower in it to actually release the energies, because the other bodies that are surrounding healing for you on a body clearing, releasing this out of your body. But as far as commanding it, I don't think it would work. But do, you know, give it a try and just see. And let me just read here. Anything else on here? And some nice comments about love. So, yeah, there's a lot of love on this show. We'll bring in some love energy here if you wish. Remember, love energy from the light ship is not emotional. So if you're looking for an emotional feeling, an emotional sensation, you will not actually feel that, because the divine doesn't have any emotions to love. It just is. It's always there. And this is how they work. So we'll bring in love energy from the light ship. You can bring up the light ship insignia or the light being either one. And we'll energize them both right now. And here we go. The energy is coming in now. And again, if you have any questions tonight, just come to the fast chat. We have some little arrows going in and out on the BBS fast chat there. And a little upgrade to the site here. So just click on that. It'll change colors and click on it, and you can type something in if you wish. And the email is not important. Somebody asked Garfield if you can eat during the show. Yeah, you can eat, no problem whatsoever. I recommend you to be in your body, though, so I would not meditate during the show, because you won't have any healings. If you go out of your body, healings will not work for you. Remember, if you're not home, then who's going to be there to help with the healing process? Your spirit is the conduit from the light to help do the healings on you. So you must have your spirit with you. Okay, so these energies are coming through. What we're going to do now is just a sample clearing. We'll do an emotional clearing. This is what we start off with on light shift healings here. And these samples are 80 to 90% effective. They cannot be 100% because you haven't had your whole lifetime done. But it does show how the energies are working and how quick they are to get released from you, all this negativity. So we'll go back 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Kind of just sense your body now. Sometimes pains will leave your body. Look at a situation that you had occurring during the week here, and just see how your body is responding to that. Normally when you look at it, you should feel like it's very, very distant now, and that you can just let it go. And this is what happens when I do your whole lifetime clearing. It begins at the present moment, whenever the clearing starts, and goes back to your conception. And your lifetime is put back into balance. All the traumas basically are zeroed out. Another way of saying it is that the traumas that was associated with the situation are released from you. You always have the information of what happened, but you don't have that emotional imprinting that's done to your body and your spirit and the emotional body. Those are released from you. So this is a wonderful clearing to do. This is the first one that the light ship does, so you can start to hold spiritual integrity. Without having the emotional clearing, you probably will not be able to hold emotional you're going to hold the emotional densities, and your spirit will have a really, really hard time coming into your body. If you're a person listening to the show and you haven't had this clearing, but you happen to be living in a cave for your whole life, then yeah, you would not be able to probably tell the difference if you haven't seen people. But once you start interacting with people, then the judgments come up. And when that happens, and all of a sudden you are running the programs from your ancestors. As long as you interact with people, these programs come forward. And when the programs come forward, then your body wants to heal that, and then stuff happens in your life. So here we go. We're going to do a feeling body. Feeling body is like the flip side of the coin for the emotions. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a mental body. These are for people who are in their heads a lot. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. So what happens during all these clearings that the Lightship does for you, it's sort of like doing a system restore on your computer in your house, okay? It puts everything back to the original programming. But what's happened to us here is that because of all the judgments from our ancestors, these are stored inside of us, and history repeats itself, so you have to continuously work on yourself to get them out of yourself if you choose to have your body do the ascension. And this is what needs to be done here. We're going to do another clearing here. There's people who are in physical pain. And like I said, your body hangs on to pain even though you may not be in pain. Let's just say that you were in pain and that pain caused you to maybe hunch over a little bit. Well, your body remembers that, and it may always be hunched over even if the pain is released from you. Excuse me, even if the pain is not with you. So when you release the pain, that energy of pain will allow you to maybe stand up straighter, okay? Remember, everything that you're dealing with in your life is from the past. So you are living in this lifetime the past life of this life. But more so, you're living the thoughts of your ancestors, and there's, you know, thousands and thousands of those that have imprinted their particular religious beliefs on you, beliefs in if they did believe in a god or some kind of deity. All these things are passed on to you in judgment, because remember, the divine never created these energies. It's all mind energy that did this, thanks to our extraterrestrial buddies. And they brought the mind energy in here to separate you from your own divinity. That's why the God plane is full of duality. And the God plane was not created by the creation Lightship either. This is all ET stuff. So here we go. Pain body. Everybody just sit back, relax, and here we go. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. Boy, there's some really rough stuff here. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Wow, yesterday cleared. And today cleared. I'm seeing probably associations with a lot of neck traumas with people here. So we'll do this one over again here. And again, request your spirit to help during this energy, because the Lightship is putting energy into you. The Lightship always sees you as perfect, whole, and complete. They will never take away an experience from you, because this is what you have chosen to experience. This is why you were created, to experience life. So ask your spirit for healing, because all you want to do is change this mode of energy, which you're having right now, into the next. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. I'll do it one more time. Some people who have pain out there. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday's cleared, and today's cleared. Okay. So that should put you probably at around 80% wellness level for those 5 days that we just got through doing. Like I said, in order to do 100% of these clearings, you have to go back in your whole lifetime and clear them out. I'm going to do a sampling here of what we call the century clearing, only because we go back 100 years at a time. This is what we call it, a century clearing. And people have been incarnated here since probably, most people fall in between around 30,000 years. And some people have been up to about 85,000 to 90,000. So those are pretty old people here. Remember, you're trapped here by the dark side, so this is why we do the clearings here, to get you released. So here we go. This is a century clearing. I'm going to go back to the 1500s. This is very, very nice to do. So from now back to the year 2000, cleared. 1900 to 2000, cleared. 1800 to 1900, cleared. Well, I'm yawning. A lot of energy here from the 1700s to 1800s cleared, 1600 to 1700 cleared, and 1500 to 1600 cleared. There. I'd like you just to contemplate how this healing has affected you, and just kind of look at the situations in your life. And I'll put some music on, and definitely enjoy your new wellness here that you've just experienced here. And ask your spirit for guidance. Stay in your heart. question here about grinding teeth. I would just think that would probably be from a lot of tension in the body, you know. I can do a special clearing for that in an hour if you're interested in having a special session, but like I say, you first need to do the emotional clearing. That might even clear that out. Emotional clearing that I do with people is like the silver bullet. It takes care of probably a good 95% of their problems. Naturally, people have other concerns, and you can go deeper and deeper. But overall, I have people who have done life-changing careers instantly, within a day or two after the healing. I've had people who were very depressed, lethargic, didn't want to do anything, woke up maybe like 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon each day, watched TV, just felt like they were completely disempowered. After doing the emotional clearing in 1 hour, their whole life changed. So that's what it takes. If you're willing to invest 1 hour of time into yourself, then this is the way you should probably go to get well. Like I said, there's many other clearings that the Lightship does for people, and it's only because you need the clearings because the mental body here, the mind control, is what has brought you to the situations and the events in your life that you were presented by your ancestors. So remember, everything that you're dealing with is not love energy. Remember, the mind energy destroys life. That's all that it knows to do. It can never bring you anything. It can attempt to bring you happiness through buying things. But all of a sudden, you realize that what you purchased maybe only fulfilled you for a short amount of time. So that's the whole process why the Lightship is here, to get you out of the judgments. And unfortunately, nobody came after Jesus to jumpstart people, or maybe if they have come here, the dark side took them out or diluted the teaching. So we don't know about it today, but we've had 2,000 years to shed all of our judgments from when Jesus came to now for the ascension. And this is why the Lightship is here now, to do these healings with you so that you can do the ascension program. In Jesus' lifetime, what happened was Buddha came, and he came 600 years prior to be able to release a judgment out of people, to tell them about their karma, we'll say, to tell them about their genetic codings too, but that kind of got switched over a little bit, at least the way we see it now, as, you know, your karma for being here is only because you made bad choices in the past, so now you had to reincarnate over again. So that teaching kind of got askewed here. And so what Jesus did, he came here to help people to release the cellular memory out of their body, out of their cells, all these judgments of the body could take full spirit energy into it. Remember, just kind of think of yourself, if you're filled full of judgments, like a glass of water being filled to the top, you know, how can you put anything into it? You have to start releasing those judgments and get them out of your body. And now you have an extra 2,000 years of density in your body. So what Jesus did was talk to the few people that will listen to him 2,000 years ago. Remember, they were under heavy mind control, too, by the ETs. And this is why the Galactic Federation did not support him, and why they actually terminated his life prematurely, so he could not reach enough people for the ascension process. So here we are. We're at another time frame in history here. The universe gets turned off and on continuously, but it will not be here for a short amount of time until the light chooses to put it back on again, and that's the ascension time. This is why people talk about 2012, which may be the time, may not be, could be earlier, you know, I don't know. But, you know, it's up to you to do the work yourself. And like I tell people, how much do you love your body, you know? Can you work on yourself enough, you know? Can you ask a light chip through these healings to help you? Yeah, you can. But you can't go to the light chip because you don't have the protocol. So this is the way the system works. When Jesus walked the earth, he was the one with the protocol to bring people to the light chip. That's why in the Bible he says that you basically have to go to me to go to the Father, So in the Bible, it just changed the word father to lightship. In my lifetime here, there's another person incarnated who was very powerful here on this planet, but she did not have the protocol to go to the lightship to bring people there. And she was doing the mission of humanitarianism for the planet here, working with issues, and that was Princess Diana. Even though she came from a family, you know, of people think maybe not be too light, we'll say, maybe Illuminati, doesn't make any difference, you know. She still came here and came into that family and carried the frequency as doing the humanitarian mission, which Jesus did also. So I'm doing the healing process. She did the one for humanity. That's it. This is what's here. So you got to understand that everything here is in divine order. The light ship only comes forth every 2,000 years to do what they have to do. So we're going to go to the light ship in a few minutes here. This part will not work on the archives, but you may be able to feel the energy. So here we go. Think of yourself, if you wish. We'll do this really slow here for some of the newcomers here. So we're going to be going to the light ship through a white light tunnel. So I'm going to count to 10, and it'll be in slow motion. Normally it's instantaneous, but you're going to be able to probably physically see the white light tunnel if you wish. So if we have any seers on board, you're going to be able to select that. Like I said, you can bring your animals and pets up. Just think of them in your consciousness. And you're still going to be where you are now, but you're going to be taken up out of time. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we're on the light ship right now. And what happens when you're on the light ship, you select your own doctor teams. These are our different creations that are brand new. They have not incarnated yet, so they're strictly a light beam status. Once they leave the light ship, just like you did, then you're no longer a light beam. Because you never go back to the light ship. You go out to do what you want to do to explore the universe. So these are still light beam status, and they hold the highest energy of light. And here we go. We're going into a room now. You're picking your doctor teams. This is called the orientation room. And all the healings are between you and them. You're at free choice. And you're sampling all the different teams. They can show you what they do. And you can be in there as long as you need to because you're in their time now. Some people are like from Missouri, the show me state here, we'll call it, and they want to actually see a lot. So it might take them 5-6 hours on the light ship to understand what's happening. Down here may just be a blink of an eye. So now we're going into the first healing room. And this room is pretty standard for my conference calls that we have Mondays and Fridays for 1 hour. They're only $20, so if you like what's happening tonight, you may want to get on these calls. This is the hot tub room. We're in some special gel now, and the gel that I'm seeing is a silver golden gel. So here we go. And we're in this right now, having a wonderful time. And next we're going into another room, and this room is where they're going to start to work with our skin. So if you have any concerns with your skin, blemishes maybe a burn, you know, maybe some type of infection, maybe a rash, you know, again, request your healing. Your spirit is with you. And down here you may start to feel the physical effects of this here. So again, request your healing. The light ship always sees you in the now and always sees you in pure perfection. So even though you're being beamed up and down zillions of times a second, you still want to request your healing. Because down here, what happens is the emotional traumas and baggage, which was not created by the light ship, still is in place. So sometimes you need to keep working on it over and over again on the light ship. And it may have an effect down here. Remember, all your densities are bodies that are created in thought, and they don't go to the light ship. This is why some people don't have a complete 100% instantaneous healing, because they have so much baggage attached to themselves. Remember, it's taken you your whole life to acquire something, and it may be next to impossible to have it taken away, you know, in 15 minutes here. This is why the Lightship does specialized healings with everybody. So here we go. We're going into another room. This is a room that a lot of people love. This is where the dolphins are. There's a big pool of water. The water is silver and sparkles like diamonds. It's very, very bright. And the dolphins now are coming to us. There are three dolphins. So if you wish, you can put your hand out in front of you. And you may feel the energy here. Okay, there we go. And move your hand up and down if you would, maybe back and forth. For myself, I'm feeling the energy probably about 10 inches away from my body. Now let your body do this. Remember, if your mind starts to try to get in there, and it may be even hard to be in your mind right now because you should be exactly in the present moment continuously here. Just have your body go out and sense it here. Like I said, the mind does not understand love energy or light energy. There's words that it can figure out and, you know, work with emotions that way, but the mind does not know about the light. It's never been in the light. So all these programs that are running in you are just mind energies, and a lot of these are strictly darkness, which wants to kill you. And this is why we die. We all know that we die because of the emotional traumas that we've experienced. And that's the main root cause for illnesses, and that just gets recycled. We're going into another room, and we're going to go into a room where they have the golden waterfall. This is very beautiful. So again, just sit back and relax. You may feel this energy around your body now. I'll put some music on so you can enjoy the session here. And we're in all these previous rooms right now. And you're going to have this waterfall come around you, and you may start to feel golden energy completely around your whole being right now. Princess Diana, and she is a light being, and she chose to come down here just to do a mission here during her lifetime. We're going to take you into her room where her spirit is, and I'm going to count to 10, and at 10 you're going to be in the room with her. Please don't have any judgments of what you thought she was down here. Some people may think negative thoughts, possibly. This is her pure spirit energy. And naturally, like everyone else here, you have to overcome the duality and the mindset on the earth. But she did bring in the energy of the divine through her, what she did, what she experienced down here and gave to people. So here she comes. You're in this room. I'll count to 10. And you're going to feel her touch your heart center. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. another room. We're going to the room where Jesus resides, his spirit. So this is all first cause energy. This is the original spirit energy of Jesus. So again, I'll count to 10 as you walk into this room. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Heart center. And we're in all the other rooms previous that we've been in here. We're still in these rooms for healing. We're going to go into another special room. And this is a room which was kind of like was brought down here from Mother Mary and Saint Bernadette. The healing waters from Lourdes, France. So we're going to go into this room right now. And again, you want to request your healing because the light only sees you in the now. These light beings see you strictly perfect, whole, and complete because they're not willing to and can't change your reality of what was created for you only if you request the healing. Not in judgment at all with how you look, how you are. So here we go. We're in this beautiful water right now. And the water is silver, sparkles like diamonds, much like the water where the dolphins are. Just have this wonderful experience now. If you're in a location where it's really, really hot, you can request to have your body temperature change slightly. Another location, and this location is where they have the large amethyst crystal shield. A lot of people love this room. It's very, very calming, very beautiful, very healing. And each one of these crystals in this amethyst crystal shield are conscious. So here we go. You're going to be requesting healing. You're levitating in this room right now, and the energy of that crystal is coming down to you like all the other rooms right now. So what's your healing? And we'll go on to a room where you were created. This is a wonderful experience here. remember, down here you're only half here because your twin flame is not allowed to see you or contact you. That way, that's the way the dark side can disempower you greatly because you don't have any spiritual backup. This is why people look outside of themselves all the time for relationships or why they have so many marriages going on or whatever. So here we go. We're in this room right now, and you're going to see your twin flame come in, and it's going to be a white light silhouette. And again, I'll count to 10 as your twin flame walks into you. This is love comes walking in. And on the light ship, it'll be with you. You may feel the resonance down here a little bit. And I do a special session for this also, if you wish to have that energy brought to you down here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Final room, and this room is the room where the Earth Spirit created the spiritual blueprint of the Earth, and you're going to be able to feel how it wanted to have the Earth initially, and we're going into this room right now, so here we go, I'll count to 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Ship now. So, like I said, all the healings that you've had tonight are between you and the light being doctors. And we're now getting our animals together with us here, if we brought any pets and animals with. And we're getting ready to go down the white light tunnel. So we'll go down this tunnel very slowly here again. So here we go. You can actually see that if you're able to. A lot of people actually see on the light ship physically. And they can sense the energies and actually talk about what they have seen. So here we go, coming back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you're back here now. You're disconnected from the light ship right now. And what we're having coming up this coming Tuesday is a special night. Rob and Sylvia have offered to facilitate a question and answer session. And it's going to be very, very nice. There's a lot of people on last Tuesday. This is the second one. So if you wish to come on and talk about your healings, maybe ask questions about healings that you may not have had yet, to see how maybe you got, how they can affect you, or maybe you can describe how it's affected you when someone asks about a clearing that they're interested in. Rob and Sylvia are very well versed. They've done a lot of clearings, and so have their children. So the phone number is also on the fast chat here, but the phone number for Tuesday, it starts at 5:30 California time, Pacific Standard Time. And the phone number is 646, and we'll put it in again on the bottom of the fast chat here, 646-519-5800. And they'll ask for a PIN number. You'll be prompted for that, and that's 5303, then the pound sign. So 646-519-5800. PIN number is 5303, and the call will probably last for about an hour or so. So come on and just kind of find out more about the light ship. And I want to just thank Rob and Sylvia for doing this. They wanted to come forward to help, and this is a great blessing. So thank you so much for doing this here. We're having our special four-hour ascension call, September 20th. So if you're interested in going to the light ship, it's on a Saturday, third Saturday of next month. So if you're interested in going up, having healings, much like tonight, but there's so much more that gets done in 4 hours as opposed to 15 minutes. The cost of that's only $60. All the light ship sessions are very, very affordable. So, like I say, how much do you love your body? It's up to you to change. Now, your mind can never do any healings like the light ship can. And likewise, there's no practitioners on the earth plane here or extraterrestrials being channeled by people who can do the healing that the light ship can actually do. So if you're looking for the real thing, this is it. And this is what Jesus used. He was the real thing. And I guess I'll be signing off here. So all the healings are heart-based. The whole process for this show, the main ingredients, we'll say, is to get you into your body. This is the foundation of why we're doing this here, so that you can be with your spirit. You must be in your body to do the ascension. Remember, the darkness, the mind energy will no longer be in existence during this process. This is why everything in thought gets banished during the ascension time and does not come back again. So, see you all later. Have a wonderful evening, and blessings to all of you. Bye, everyone.